Hey everybody, this is Toast. As you might be able to tell from my voice, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, and unfortunately, so is my lovely partner, Sienna. But we didn't want to leave you without a Girl Meets Girl show this week, so we went back into the archives and found something that we think you'll enjoy. We're about to share with you a recording that we did on June 15th, 2008. And this is a show where we talked about staying together, about maintaining a healthy relationship with you and your partner. So we hope you enjoy this. And because we are being good little girls and taking care of our health, we expect to be back with you for real with an updated episode next week. But thank you for listening to and for supporting WGAY Online. Take care, and I hope you enjoy this.
But today happens to be Sunday, June 15th, Father's Day in the United States. So happy Father's Day to everybody out there who's honoring their dad or a father figure or
the spirit of fatherhood.
Yes. Or the masculine divine.
There you go. Let's spread it out.
It's God Day.
Yeah.
Masculine divine.
Heavenly Father Day.
All right. So the featured topic this episode is Not anything to do with fathers. It's about staying together as a couple, because we got that topic suggestion from one of the listeners. We've actually received it a couple times before, mm-hmm. but we thought, okay, let's do it. So staying together, that's the main topic. Also in this episode, though, we had a very intriguing confirmation.
Intriguing
confirmation of discrimination.
Yes.
Against McKenna.
Uh-huh.
Due to
our homosexuality.
Yep. But also coming up this week, a little chit-chat about the gay marriages that are to begin in California this week.
Yep.
Okay. Staying together and just talking about what we think, in our humble opinion,
yeah,
is helpful.
I mean, you know, and we've been together for
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
So that's 5 years. You know, I mean, some people have been together like, you know,
25.
Bonnie folks can be talking about this.
Right.
Bonnie and Karen. But people have asked us, so we're just going to share with you what has been working for us so far. And we may be tweaking this. Of course, we'll be tweaking this and changing things. But, yeah.
All right. So we have 7 things listed.
We have 7 things.
Did you see I added that one? I added that one.
Which one?
Just today, I added that to our list.
Oh, good. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So now, for some people, this may be more information than you want to know. So we're just warning you.
It's very mysterious.
Right? I mean, you know, some people
probably. Is it getting Sex in the City-ish, you mean? A little bit, yeah.
No.
Oh.
I don't think that.
Oh, okay. Let's jump in. The suspense is just killing me.
Okay. So the first thing that we feel is really important, or, well, again, just what has helped us. I guess we should keep saying what's helped us, because everyone is just so different, is laughter.
And you guys, we have received so many comments, and me too. I join in chiming in with you. I love Sienna's laugh. Sienna laughs easily and heartily, and it just lifts my spirits. I love it. That's one of the things I love about her. And she's funny. Like, she'll appreciate humor, but then she'll come out with some, like, off-the-wall stuff. And
yeah, I'm
I just
funny.
Love it. You
I
are
think
hilarious,
I'm funny.
My dear. Yes.
But our podcast people don't know that I'm funny.
I think
because I'm too embarrassed. I'm too embarrassed to just say things that come up on when we're recording. But yes, people, I'm funny. You don't know that about me. Okay, anyway.
So, yeah, seriously, laughter.
But laughter, yeah. So find ways to laugh together, whether it's just going to see some hilarious comedy, whatever you need to do, or do something that makes you just laugh, because it really is cathartic. It changes the energy of any environment.
It's therapeutic.
It's so therapeutic. Oof. So that is super important to us. Okay. So number two
is this thing that we do called our books.
It's our love letters to each other.
We write to each other every day.
Don't freak out because it ain't a long letter. Like, it's not like, dear
Toast. It's a low maintenance thing.
Yeah.
And because the expectation, it sounds bad, I guess, to say that since the expectation is low, it's easy to do it. But when you say,
but it's true.
Yeah. When you say love letter, oh, it sounds like it might be so heavy and you have to come out with all this eloquent stuff. But no. Sometimes we do, I guess. but every morning, or sometime during the day, actually, depends on our schedule.
Busy.
Yeah. We exchange just a one-page note to each other.
We have books. And so Toast has a book where she writes letters to me, and I have a book that I write letters to Toast. And in the morning, normally it's in the morning, we'll each write our letter and then give it and leave it for the other person to read whenever they want to read it. Mm-hmm. And basically, I mean, sometimes we go off the structure if there's more to be said,
yes.
But it has somewhat of a structure to just keep it simple.
And to help you know what to write, kind of.
Help you to know what to write and to help you.
Sometimes I'm, oh.
Because the whole thing is about making sure the other person does not go through a day without knowing that that they're loved mm-hmm. by their person, mm-hmm. And just having a focus on something positive that happened in that day. Mm-hmm. So basically, we answer three questions.
And the first one is, I'm trying to remember now. I'm like, oh, I'm not at my books.
Okay, the first question is just writing how you feel. So you write. So the start is today I feel. You know, and it could be like, I feel tired, or I feel really motivated, or whatever, however you feel.
Yeah.
And that helps the other partner to know where you're at and not just assume where you're at.
Right.
And it helps, you know, it just helps to know.
And the second one is?
The second one.
We start off with the phrase, I love you because.
I love you because, yeah.
And you could also use like, I appreciate you because,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's just, it's a chance to recognize and thank the other person
mm-hmm.
and just give them props.
Yeah. And it can be anything, like for us, it's anything from, I love you because you,
you're funny.
Because you're funny. Because you took the trash out, mm-hmm. you know, because you, really listened that other night when I was trying to tell you A, B, and C. You know, it can be anything, really. And then the third and last question is...
yesterday was great.
Yesterday was great. Yeah, I guess not a question, but yesterday was great because... And it just helps you to focus again and to feel a sense of gratitude for something that happened the day before. And it's really important. So we've been doing that for almost a year now. Mm-hmm. And
really,
so that's our book.
It's really helped us. And like Sienna said, that's just a, you know, boilerplate structure. But if somebody is feeling like they have something else that they really want to communicate, that's a perfect way to do it mm-hmm. is in the book,
mm-hmm.
you know, go off the topic or just a chance to and a habit to communicate.
And we draw in the books. Right. Sometimes we cut out pictures and put pictures in the books. And so it's just really, it's cute. And it also is a nice, like a memory book,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
down the road, it's going to be really nice to look through it and see what was going on. So that is number two.
And I just want to say one more thing about the book.
Yeah.
It's nice too, because usually we exchange those books in the morning. So you can have access to that letter that your person wrote to you throughout the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's nice to just have that there
mm-hmm.
and be able to look at it.
Yeah, especially if you get mad at each other. That helps to bring you back to a place of, okay, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah. So, along with the laughing.
Yeah. And the third, okay, the third tip that we have is to remember each other and remember yourself. But this is kind of like a song that we wrote, and it's called Remembering Me. But anyways, basically, you know, when you get into a relationship, your individual selves, you know, you keep your individual self, but then, you know, your energy merges and you change in wonderful ways, and you may change in maybe not so wonderful ways. But sometimes I think we forget who we are in the relationship, and we forget the other person. We forget who we met, you know, and what attracted us in the first place. We just lose touch with that. And I think that sometimes happens when, you know, you take the other person for granted, which happens, you know, it happens on whatever scale.
Right. Or you get stressed out from just daily life. Something happens.
Life.
And so, you just forget that, wow, you have this wonderful person that's on your team, that you guys are together. And
so a way to remember the other person, or what has worked for us, is to, hopefully you've saved your letters from that person, or cards, or something from the beginning. Something
pictures.
From the beginning. Yeah, pictures will help too. And keep that all in one nice, neat place. And every so often, if you start to feel, I wouldn't say depressed, but if you start to feel a little disconnected, I guess, or maybe a little bit more guarded than you normally are, go to that box of letters and just start reading, because you'll be amazed at how you'll respond to it. That's Everything will flood back, and it's very, very healing. And we're not saying, oh, get stuck with who that person was, because everyone changes. But you do get back to a space of just that sparkly time.
The shimmery, sparkly time.
Yeah. And that really can carry you through maybe more challenging times, because then you're a little nicer.
You are. You just are.
Yeah.
So that's
our number
one.
Three.
Number three.
Okay. Now on the flip side, we're going to move on to number four.
Yes.
Which is less sparkly and less shimmery.
What part of it?
Yeah, the first part. There's two parts to number four. So 4A.
Yeah, 4A.
Okay. 4A is just let it out.
Let it out.
Like, if you don't get to a point where you start to feel like you're walking on eggshells, or, you know, because that's like one of the worst feelings.
Right.
Right? Oh, man. Yeah, right. That's a tension causer, boy. And I have to say, I've learned how to let it out more, I think, over the past 5 years.
Yes.
But yeah, just if...
Because Toast is very naturally non-rock the boat.
Yes.
And I'm very, let's rock it and see what's left, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I've gotten more comfortable with, I guess, fighting, for lack of a better word. Heated discussions, maybe. It's a more diplomatic way to say it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've gotten more comfortable with the idea of, you know, let's just, okay, let's...
Yeah, what?
What? Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So what? What?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Because a lot of people, you know, people have asked us, do you guys ever fight?
Oh, yeah.
We do. And I think, actually, it's in our tips for staying together, because I think we don't ever let too much get swept under the rug, where...
Sienna really helps in that department.
We're wondering, you know, because, I don't know, I've been in a relationship where I just swept things under the rug. That doesn't work. Mm. You know, and you think, oh, I'm just going to let it go.
Because it's still under the rug.
Right.
So the rug is getting lumpier and lumpier.
Right, yeah. So it's good to just let it out.
If you're sometimes, maybe if you're in a bad mood, maybe... If you can, like, have the presence of mind to let the other person know, you know what? I'm feeling kind of crabby.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be acting like a bitch today.
Right, right, right. And also, this is where the book helps, too. Because say you got your book from your person said, you know, I'm feeling kind of crabby. Yeah, then that's not the day you're going to be, like, all poking at them, right?
Right, right. Like, oh, you know, I have these issues that I want to discuss with you.
Right. Yeah. It keeps you very considerate of where everyone's at. Mm-hmm. And it just helps things... feel a little more balanced. Mm-hmm. But
see, also with on 4A, in terms mm-hmm. of letting it out, mm-hmm. it, not just saying, you know, I'm feeling crabby, so I'm just going to be acting like a bitch, is also feeling free to let it out if you have something nice to say, right? Like compliments.
But that's 4B.
See, I think, okay, I guess we didn't plan out this part really well. To me, 4B is like not always just letting it out. It's just being aware and considerate enough. Like how you said with the book, like if somebody's feeling crabby, then the other person should not just let it out. They should be considerate.
Oh.
No?
Okay. Well, anyways. Okay, so there's letting.
I think people get the idea.
There's letting it out in like the fighting. But then like Toast just said about letting it out in complimenting. Like a lot of times I think we think nice things about people. And this isn't just with your person. Like you may see someone in the market and they have a nice shirt. How many times do we actually tell them that?
Right, right.
Probably not. I mean, I do because I'm just kind of like that in that weird way
unless
of talking
you're
to strangers.
Like Bonnie.
Bonnie will.
I think Bonnie
right?
might.
Bonnie will. But anyways, so with your, you know, I mean, it's fine. You know, yeah, you don't have to talk to strangers really. But with your person at home, you know, when you're thinking those nice things, if it comes up, tell them. Just tell them. Like if they walk by and they look cute in their brand new shorts that they got for their birthday, say, oh God, those shorts are so cute on you. Well, maybe cute. You don't like cute, but those shorts look really good on you because they fit so well. Mm. Just say it. You know, that helps make someone's day and it matters. Mm-hmm. It matters more than like, I mean, why would you not say it?
Right.
You know, so. So that. So, and then what was the
sorry,
B?
That's what I meant.
What was B
is
then?
Is to not always just let it
oh,
out.
Oh, just like, yeah, yeah. Like, don't just, yeah. Like,
not
if
just,
they had a hard day at work, don't just, like, when they come home, start ramming them with, like, this and that.
Yeah.
Rah, rah.
Yeah, like, I feel it, so I'm going to say it. You know, it's
right.
like,
yeah,
have
some consideration.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Just to have some consideration.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. Okay. We didn't plan that one. That
we
one was a little rough.
One. Yeah.
But we got through it.
We got through it because we have our book.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 5, it's really good to have a future vision. Like, yes, you go day to day, you exchange your books day to day, you know, but have a future vision.
Dreams.
Dreams. Do you want to buy a house together? Do you want to maybe have a family? Do you want to maybe start a business together? Or what? How do you foresee yourselves, you
on
know?
Vacation?
Yeah, years
together.
From now. Do you want to go take an Olivia cruise? What do you want to do? You know, and just have a vision that, you know, involves each of you mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to have that
yes.
common goal in mind. And number 6.
Number 6 is to give yourself and give the other person the freedom to be different, to grow and to change. And in that way, you don't prejudge the person or yourself and you don't box them in.
Right.
You know, you don't just assign to them a bad habit or whatever that is forever theirs.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Because, you know, And this is a really, it's a very challenging one because we are creatures of habit. So if something has happened 20 times, you're going to think that maybe it's going to happen 21 times and maybe 22 times. But really do your best to try and give the other person room to be different, mm-hmm. to change in ways that maybe they want to
right,
change.
Right, that they want to.
And yes. just give them room to become fully who they see themselves to be. And I think that's really, it's very grown up, but it's challenging.
Yeah.
That's a challenging one because we're used to a certain person and we like counting on, okay, they're this way and blah, blah, blah. And, but yeah, just giving the other room to grow.
And I think it's a real balancing act and it requires a lot of attention, like presence because, mm-hmm. because, yeah. you, and when I say balancing act, I mean you want to accept them.
Act.
It's a balancing act. Because you want to, because you want to accept them as they are and as you are in the present. You don't want to deny that or require more or require different. But you want to be open to different.
Yes.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's an important
I like that one. I like that one.
That is a good one. Okay. Number seven. And this is our last tip. And this is where maybe it's going to be too much information for you people. And I'm sorry, because I know a lot of you, because you hear us every week, you think of us as friends, which is very nice. It's like hearing us every week, knowing what's going on. And I'm sorry if this makes you cringe. I'll just have to say that, right? Because it might make some people cringe, because like your friends, you don't want to hear about your friends.
Right.
With
but,
this.
But there is something that does distinguish these, you know, types of relationships
exactly.
from any other kind of relationship.
Exactly. And that is my strong belief. And number seven, people, is sex. You have to do it. Okay, like, I swear to God. Okay, like, seriously, all of these points that we mentioned, they're important. They're all very important. But honestly, this number seven is the most important one.
There you go. That's it.
It is.
No, let's talk more about it. Let's talk more about it. Okay.
Because sex is a way to, well, to distinguish your relationship from any other relationship that you have. Mm-hmm. Unless you're in a poly relationship where you have, you know, and which, some people do.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a monogamous relationship here.
We have no authority to talk about that.
Yeah. We don't know that.
Yeah.
But so, you know, you can have very intimate, close, understanding relationships with very good friends, with best friends, other soulmate type people in your life that just get you, that understand you, that you can go to and just have these amazing conversations and connections and just like past lives and just, it's amazing.
But
you're having sex with them.
Don't have sex with them.
Right. So what distinguishes your lover relationship from the friendships? It is sex. And maybe a level, maybe a degree of intimacy that is reached through sex.
Right.
That's our belief, okay? But it is so important because it's a way of communicating and bonding with each other that has no words are involved. I mean, maybe some words are involved, but but you know what I mean? Like, you're not like talking about, you know.
Yeah.
There's no, the rational mind is not, rational logical mind is not involved.
Because as rational as we like to think we are, words can get
in the way.
Words. What is that? Isn't that a song?
Isn't that a song?
Oh my God.
Sing it. Sing it.
I don't know. I'm Gloria. 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 That's another song.
Gloria. God, that's so sexy.
But seriously, like sometimes we try, CN and I, we try to have a discussion about an issue or, you know, some kind of point of misunderstanding that's happened or something. And the more we talk, the worse it gets.
Yeah. We're just so mad. And like, how come?
Come on. You know, you've had that experience too, right?
But then
you
sex,
try to sort it out.
Right. But sex just heals it because you don't have to talk about it. And it's an energetic understanding. It's a connection that is just beyond words.
Yes. More than words. Yeah. Deeper than words.
See, people would have to deal with. Okay, but
we were also going to say that sex is a special kind of touch. And sometimes, even if you don't have, like, if you don't do it, you can still, like, massage each other.
Right. Like, say if you're mad at the other person and you just, you know what? Honestly, you're just in a space where it's like, you know what? I cannot even go there. Like, I just.
No way.
No, I don't even want to have sex with you.
Right, right.
But another form, like, next best to sex would be a massage. And we're not talking about like a sexual massage, okay? We're talking about like
just give me a shoulder rub. Work out this thing in my right shoulder.
Exactly.
Here.
It's just human touch and connection and loosening up. And sure, yeah, your friend can give you a massage. But a touch is better than just being mad at each other.
And being in separate rooms.
Right. Or going through a week without connecting in some way whatsoever. And so
Sex
is so important. And you know what? And honestly, okay, and with the exception of when you're upset at each other, there are, of course, there are times, a lot of times, where you're not upset at the other person, but you just don't, like, you're not, like, you know, into it. You're not, like, wanting it.
Ready to do it.
Ready. You're not, you know.
Right, right, right. But, oh, yeah, wanting it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But you know what? But just do it. Seriously. Like, don't, like, be an adult and just do it, because you know what? It's going to be so quick, and then you're going to want to do it. It's, no, no, not it's the like, act itself.
It's like,
but
working out, right? It's like exercising. Yeah, like, you might not feel like you want to do it, but once you put on those jogging shoes and you get out there, boy, you're starting to feel good and into it.
No, and
like,
and
that.
And we're not saying, like, I mean, no, sex is good. We're not saying, like, oh, it's like exercise and I hate doing it. But we're just talking about the times when, like, your week is rough. You're tired. Mm-hmm. There's every excuse to just not do it. You're just like, you know, I just do not even feel sexy. I'm just like, I just want to go to sleep. But you know what? Just do it, because you're going to feel a release, hopefully. And it's connection. And that is going to help, you know. And again, it doesn't have to be, don't pressure yourself out. Yeah. And make it be like hours.
Sweating.
Yeah. There's way, I mean, you know, just do it.
And we're not saying that you have to do it every day.
Right.
You know, but right. If you notice, like, a couple of weeks have gone by and nothing's, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, and you still then don't feel like it.
Do it.
Just start.
Just do it. Because just you start. Know what? We get into ruts. And
yes.
Guarantee, you know, you pick it back up again and you start again, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You forget. And
we
then
like
you're
number
like,
seven, the tip number seven.
So I'm sorry if that's too much information, because I know, you know, we don't want to hear about our friends doing it.
Or do you, Toast? You're not saying anything? I'm kind of, well, I was kind of thinking like, well, it's a little too late to apologize now.
Well, I apologized in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. You did good. You
I
did
told
good,
them.
Honey. You did good.
Okay. But it's really important, people. So just do it.
So those are the thoughts we came up with. And as far as the massage thing, too, we're not saying, well, like, you have to, like, turn off the lights and light some candles.
No, yeah, no, no. Just
while
quick.
You're watching TV.
Right.
Or,
just
you know,
a quick, just, like, I'm here. I know you don't want to really talk to me or, yeah. You know, whatever.
Okay.
Okay. So those are our tips.
Hope that was entertaining for
staying
for someone.
Together. Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
And we have to say, too, that this is just a little side thing. Mm-hmm. You know, there have been, it's very challenging when you work with the person that you're with. It's very challenging. But I have to say, you know, there have been many a gig where Tosin and I have just had like such an argument, either on the way to the gig or something happens right before. And we're just like, oh my God, I cannot even look at you. And then, you know, we start the gig because the show must go on. And, you know, we're hardly looking at each other. But once we start, you know, kind of like the effect of, I guess, sex. In
yeah,
a way.
It is kind of, because it's sex, not, we're not talking.
We're not discussing things. Right.
We're singing.
Right. It just raises the energy. Mm-hmm. It allows us to connect and harmonize. And I think the harmonizing is, as corny as it sounds, is like the sex, the connection. Mm-hmm. Not saying that if you're singing a group and you're harmonizing people, you're having sex, but you're not. But anyways, for us, it's a much deeper connection than just purely harmonizing.
It's non-intellectual.
Yes.
Communication or bonding and just,
yes.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Talk.
Right. Words, sentences, points.
Yeah. And then right after the gig or after the first set, we're just fine. And we don't even know what we were talking about. And many times, we don't have to even really talk about it.
Right.
Because Toast and I are very, very stubborn and hard-headed. Mm-hmm. Both of us. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it's yes. just me, but both of us are. And so a lot of times, we're on the same side, but it's how we are. It's our words, right?
I think
that
I
make
think
it
we,
seem like we're not.
Yeah, I think we have just different communication styles that has led to a lot of misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. that's what we have concluded.
So sometimes we each hang on like till the bitter end and no one wants to let go. Like,
yeah.
But then a great gig will resolve that, heal that, as well as number seven. Okay, so enough about that. Feel free to go ahead and tell us your tips as well. We'd love to hear your tips.
Let's see. This section we want to just make a note because it's prehistorical.
Yes.
On this week, Tuesday, June 17th, gay couples in California will be able to have their marriages legally recognized all across this state. So it's going to be interesting to see the news from that. Mm-hmm. And we just want to send out a congratulations to one of our listeners, Jen and Jean, because they've been together for 13 years and they're going to get married this August 8th, 2008. Yeah. So it's like 8-8-2008. And 8 is like the lucky money number.
Yeah,
in Chinese?
For Chinese, yeah, okay. It's a good luck number in for Chinese. And also, actually, Daniel Ho and Lydia, they're supposed to get married also on 8-8-0-8.
Oh, okay, I didn't.
That was a very important date for them too. Okay. You know, but they've been going through so much right now.
Right.
Hopefully, they can still get it together because August is right around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what's great is that you don't have to do the whole big to do event. You can just like do the paperwork. Mm-hmm. Justice of the peace, marry us, you know.
And that's actually what Toast and I have decided to do.
Yeah.
We were going to wait until, you know, we could invite everyone and have everyone there and then do it. But we're going to just get the paperwork done, do all that part, and then wait to have just a beautiful ceremony and party with disco.
And Michael Jackson.
And instead of cupcakes, we may have vegan little cheesecakes. We may.
Yeah.
We tried one and it was so good. It was so good.
Even though they were vegan.
I know.
Promise
kind.
It'd
fool you. Yeah. It would fool you.
Promise kind. Okay. And then one final note, since we're talking about like this, all this gay marriage stuff. Well, I guess two notes. First, thank you to everybody out there who supports civil rights for the LGBT community. We've just realized how cool it is that we have, the LGBT community has supporters all over, not just within their own community, but there's a lot of straight people out there that are totally cool and supportive and just cool with the whole deal. You know, they don't make a big, huge deal out of it. Because, you really don't need to, treat people like people and allow them to be together. And
right.
Yes.
Because we recently sent an email blast about, what's going on, gigs. And we did talk about, in our last email blast, we did talk about the historic
the marriage shift ruling by the California Supreme Court.
We did talk about that. And then in the most recent email news blast, we did talk about us. Just very quick. It was just short and sweet.
Yeah, like a one sentence.
It was one sentence.
Or something like that, yeah.
About us getting married. And, it was incredible to see, because we forget who actually subscribes to our email list. And so we got a lot of congratulatory emails, a lot of people inviting themselves to the wedding, which is fine. very cute. And then some people some people being shocked, maybe, that we're together, and people that maybe are worried about what our gigs might look like in the future. Like if we're going to
nobody emailed those concerns.
But we're going to send another email out because we realize that people, we'll work with you. We'll work with you if you can just handle it up to a point. We'll work with you. You know, we've never been PDA type people. We've just never been that. I mean, we're born and raised in Hawaii. So in Hawaii, you put a lid on it because your family's, you were just used to putting a lid on it. And because we started off having a professional relationship, at gigs, we're not like all hanging on each other to start. It's kind of so
people think we're sisters.
So, even when we get married, it's not going to change. We're not going to be like, hugging before it starts. What did you say? Tonguing. Toast. Okay. So we're going to send an email blast about that. But why don't you tell them about what we just found out?
This was just fascinating to me.
So start with the whole thing about the... Okay, I'll start with something and then you end with that because then it goes.
Okay.
So there have been a few occasions where someone is so totally interested in hiring us. Like, they're just ready to write us a deposit check. They're just right there. Okay? Get all the information. Then we never hear from them again. Even after follow-up on our part. And we can't help but think that in those situations, it was, oh, I wonder if they found out we're gay. But we've never had any kind of confirmation. And, you know, we just let those gigs go, whatever.
Yeah, we haven't belabored the thinking about it. It was just like, huh, okay, you never know what happened, right? Something came up.
Well, one I was stressed out about. But
who knows?
Okay. But then...
just recently, we found out. This was so fascinating
to me.
This is
gossip.
Yeah, this is gossip time. Okay. No, but a friend of ours... told us, and this is again, okay, we didn't hear it directly from a person, but yeah, usually somebody's not gonna tell you, I'm sorry, we're not gonna hire you after all because we found out you're gay. We have never heard that from somebody's face yet,
right?
But we did hear from a friend of ours who heard that,
yes,
about us.
Yeah,
she was talking with somebody, and that somebody, according to her, told her, oh yeah, I heard of McKenna, and you know, we're gonna hire them for our church, but then we found out they're gay.
Yeah,
so that I just thought that was really interesting. That was the first time ever,
right,
we have heard any kind of like supposedly, you know, report that we lost a gig or a gig, whatever, because we're big old gays.
It was kind of exciting.
I was like, oh, wow. Oh,
we
really?
Took one for the team. Ooh. And we're so lucky that our friend's friend, who has become our friend,
But this is a totally different friend. It's getting confusing. Because our friend that we just talked about was talking with somebody else. And that person.
Oh, I guess I'm talking about the friend who told us about the story. So our friend's friend. But she totally had our back. From what we hear.
Yeah, she got more mad about it than
we
would have.
She got more mad, yeah. And, you know, those are the kind of friends you want in your corner.
Yeah.
Seriously. So thank you.
All right. Have a great week.
Bye.